Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for those thoughts, Brother Mose. I can use those, that admonition in my heart and life. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Yes, Father, our Lord and our God, our Savior, our help and our strength, we bow before you this morning, Lord. Just pray that you would bless these few thoughts, Lord, that you've given me. Pray you would multiply them, Lord, to the edification of your body here, Father. Thank you for each one of them, Lord. Just pray that you would bless this time that we share here together, Father. Bless these thoughts and these words. We love you, Lord. We just praise you things in your name. Amen. This morning we're going to like to start by reading the first 10 verses of Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. We've heard this chapter expounded on a lot. And we could go on reading, but I'd like to just look at verse 6 and pull a few thoughts out of it. We'll read it again. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we must believe that God is. That's kind of a big, the word is we can put a lot of things behind that as far as what God is. And we read about it in the Bible in we know that he's our help in time of need, that he is our refuge. And I looked at some of that, and also that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do we believe that if we earnestly, diligently seek God, that he is a rewarder of that? And I believe we do. I'd like to, I might make a crude illustration here a little later, but on those, with those two pillars, that those that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I've got some verses here that I'll go through and read. They're kind of spread out all over. So, I won't ask for you to turn to all of them, but the first one is Deuteronomy 4:24. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Deuteronomy 4:31. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenants of the fathers which he sware unto them. Deuteronomy 10:17. For the Lord our God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons nor taketh reward. Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. 2 Samuel 22:33, God is my strength and my power, and he maketh my way perfect. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 9, for if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captivity, so that they shall come again into this land. For the Lord your God is gracious, merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if you return unto him. Psalms 54:4. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. Psalms 59:9. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. Psalm 62:7, in God is my salvation and my rock, my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Psalms 94:22, but the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. Psalms 99:9, exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Psalms 116, verse 5. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, by whom we are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also maketh the way that you be able to bear it. Hebrews 12:29. As for our God is a consuming fire. First John 1:5. And this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 4:8, he that loveth knoweth not God, for God is love. I read those because says that God is, and that is the God that we, I don't in any way want to misrepresent the attributes of God or what God is, but He is all those things to us that we can come to and trust in Him. You know. Then there's, I have a few on He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. In Genesis 15, chapter 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Matthew 16:27, For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and he shall reward every man according to his works. Luke 6:23, Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Luke 6:35, But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend nothing for nothing. I'm sorry, let's read that again. Luke 6:35, But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unfaithful and to the evil. Colossians 3:23-24, Whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that the Lord ye shall receive the reward of your inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Revelation 22:12 says, And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, and give every man according as his work shall be. See if I can find a marker here that writes. I've just got a crude illustration. Now, it's important that we build on here is true. In faith, in not feelings or our senses, if we build on our feelings or our senses or our thoughts that aren't, if my thoughts go, if we build on the truth of God's word, and by faith we believe in these, we have a sure foundation. But if we feelings and are more egg shaped because they're not, our feelings and our senses are not a sure foundation to build on. They're more of an egg shaped, and if these are down, if we get these thoughts, I guess, are for myself for the most part. If I If I think negative thoughts, or if I think thoughts that aren't sure, that maybe assumption you might say, or that are sure, your pillar can start tilting away or leaning, and you're not building, it can affect your whole life as far as your mood, and you're not building on the faith and the truth. You're not on a sure foundation anymore because you're not sure what the truth is. But if we build on the truth of God's word, we know that God is, and God rewards those that diligently seek Him. That's true. And if we build on that by faith, why, we can have a sure foundation to build on. Just a few things the Lord's been doing in my heart and life, and I know it ain't much, but maybe it can be a blessing to someone. They have wrote down, we need to make decisions based on truth and not dictated by feelings and senses. Our thoughts and feelings can have an effect on us. It is important that we don't base too much on them instead of the truth. Let's not let our feelings and our senses dictate our attitude toward a brother or sister in that way either, as far as on assumption or something like that. And that's kind of all I have. In closing, I'd like to read Philippians 4:8. We'll read verse 7 and 8. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So, that's all I have. Thank you for listening. God bless you.